Tink? Tinkerbell? Is that you?
Call me Tinkerbell again and you'll be fishing me work boot out of the stinkiest spot on your leotard.
Oh, sorry, officer. The light, the bell, I thought you might be an old friend of mine.
It's a flashlight, you daft vagrant. I tie a bell on the end of her, so gutter trash like you hears me coming. Now let's be off with you.
Peter. Peter Pan's me name. Pleased to meet you, sir.
Right. And I'm Mother Goose. Now be off.
What a fun name. Pleased to meet you, Officer Goose.
Okay, Freak. I'll play along. I got nothing better to do. If you're Peter Pan, why you got yourself a heat rash and a beard? I thought you was never to grow up, lad.
And had I stayed in Neverland, I never would have. You see, me best friend Windy, she couldn't stay in Neverland, and I couldn't bear to watch her go. So after a few months of writing letters and a most expensive Verizon wireless bill, I decided it was worth growing old as long as I could grow old with her. And so I came to London.
Yo, what happened? You look like dung.
Well, I grew up, and so did Windy. Soon she didn't want to play pirate anymore. She wanted to go shopping for blue jeans, sniff household cleaning agents, and kiss boys on the lips.
And that's when you realised you were gay.
Funny how in Neverland nobody picked up on that. But here in London it's the first thing Brits tend to notice. Well, soon Wendy had moved on. She began kissing other boys. Made me so angry, I tried to fight them like I did in Neverland, but I couldn't fly anymore, and they, well, they beat the bloody piss out of me. One right after another, really. Eventually, Wendy wouldn't play games with me at all. She started dancing at Club Skin and kissing all sorts of boys, sometimes three at a time. And then girls, and then boys and girls, and then midget wrestlers, and then girl midget wrestlers, and then Shetland ponies, and finally Telly's Matthew Perry. Before long, she was so bored with sex, she started using the fairy dust I showed her back in Neverland, but she was using it in straight lines, four at a time, and snorting it up with paper. Well, eventually, we had to move out of the house. She got an apartment on the other side of town, and I was out on me aging arse.
Why don't you get a job then, Peter?
Oh, I did. But working is for grown-ups. I mean, you'd be surprised how few bosses in the workforce, except I wanted to play cowboys and Indians as an excuse for missing work. I guess this fast food taco industry is some serious stuff. And well, now I'm here, living on the streets of London, panhandling till Windy comes to her senses, like that Jenny girl in Forrest Gump.
Well, chum, it sure sounds like you've had a run of bad luck, all right. I won't run you in, but you can't sleep here.
What? You mean in me own piss?
No, you can sleep in your own piss just fine. You just can't sleep in your own piss on the courthouse steps.
Very well. I probably need to get to work anyway.
Well, here you go, mate. Here's a pound. Stay out of trouble, huh?
Thank you, good officer. Oh, excuse me, Mum.
Ah, oh, f*** off, fruitcake.
Oh, okay. Excuse me, sir. Could you spare some coins?
Why?
Because I ain't got money, sir.
You say like a spry young girl.
Boy, sir.
Oh, yeah. You are a bit hairy about the mouth then, aren't you? Well, you should consider a man's attire, at least.
And I will, sir, once I have the money to spend it.
Why don't you get yourself a job, then?
No, sir. Walking's for grown-ups. I'll never grow up. See, me cardboard sign, sir? I won't even work for food, but as you can plainly read, I will play for food. Do you know any little boys or girls who might need a playmate, sir?
Herbert!
Cheerio, sir.
Are you all right?
I think so.
Did I just see that man hit you?
I believe you did, but it's all right. Happens all the time here in the real world.
You look like you could use a meal. Here, do you want my leftovers?
Leftovers, no.
Well, it's a perfectly good half sandwich. I never even touched it.
Well, oh, wait. Is there meat on it? Ah, sorry, vegetarian.
A panhandler who doesn't eat meat? Well, you ungrateful turd.
Wait, no, it's not that I'm ungrateful. I'm just watching me boyish figure. I mean, once you've hit 30, your metabolism just ain't what it used to be. Take you, for example. I mean, you are really gonna have to believe you can fly to get that tank ass of yours off the ground. I mean, you really got to sell yourself to the notion, girl.
Why, you smug priss.
Boy, the punches have to hurt so much in London. I mean, I used to be something of a badass in Neverland.
A panhandler, get out of the road, man.
But how else will I wash your windshield for a reasonable wage, kind sir?
Pan? Captain Hook? In the flesh, lad.
What are you doing here?
Got a flat in Manchester. Don't you love the real world, Pan?
Yeah, it's great. Living the life, all right.
Look at me, driving a caddy, interior lined in all croc. Got me a job bartending on weekends. Steve, the manager, lets me wear me hair in a ponytail. And on Batty Boy night, me even get to wear me feathered hat.
They love the hook, Peter. I don't mind telling you.
I'm totally free here, Peter. I tell you, I'm free. And I want to apologize to you for all the anger I might have had for you back in Neverland. In fact, have €100. Go get yourself a nice cardboard box. You know, like one a refrigerator is delivered in. Top of the line, kid. Oh, and why don't you take what's left over and wash your ass? It's really smelly. Great seeing you, Peter. Oh, and Batty Boy nights every first Sunday of the month. Come on by, boy. The captain may just have someone to set you up with. Goes by Kevin. Not convinced that he's gay, but pretty sure. Just like you, his best friend's a fairy too. See you, Pete. Got to go. My Bluetooth's going crazy here. Good luck, fellow. Seriously.
Yeah. See you, Hook. I'll never grow up.